Arizona State University conducted the economic impact study for the Salt River Project, the utility that owns the Navajo Generating Station. The power plant supplies electricity for parts of Arizona, California, and Nevada. Environmentalists don't deny the economic impact, but they would like to see renewable energy replace coal. Jihan Giron heads up Black Mesa Water Coalition.
We don't have to continue being stuck in this kind of one-trick pony economy that the Navajo Nation has, which is focused almost solely on mineral and resource extraction.
Giron and other environmentalists have long fought the coal industry, saying it's a major polluter. Giron's latest complaint isn't about pollution, but the amount of water it pumps. Beth Sutton is a spokeswoman for Peabody Energy. She says Peabody's analysis shows the Navajo aquifer is robust.
What these studies show is that mining will use less than 0.1% of the volume of water that's stored in the aquifer.
Dr. Daniel Higgins looked at the hydrogeology surrounding the mine in a separate study. He says the water level has made the aquifer vulnerable to it caving in on itself.
It appears that material damage caused by the mine has occurred.
Higgins says Peabody is including more than one aquifer in its numbers. He says the federal government relies on Peabody's groundwater model, and the government should instead get an independent third party to monitor the water supply. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.